The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To welcome in one of our morning answer experts, our buddy, the host of America First, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, is here. Give him a follow on all the social media platforms at Seb Gorka and check out SebastianGorka.substack.com and SebGorkaStore.com for all the latest merch. Dr. G, good morning to you.
Greetings, my friend.
What a week. I mean, you know, you don't have to scratch around to find things to talk about this week. And let's start just with your initial thoughts about what President Trump said over the weekend, that the Manhattan DA is going to issue an indictment. Now, he said today, we're finding out that's not going to happen. There are some other witnesses, I guess, that are going to come through. The grand jury is off today, but it's possible that a former president will be indicted on misdemeanor, literally misdemeanor charges in a city riddled by crime. Dr.
Can I just give Seb my quick possibility of what could happen? Dr. G, I think that there are leaders of the Democrat Party who are politically sly, when it comes to politics and policy, they're idiots, but politically sly when it comes to this stuff, who are saying, Alvin Bragg, you've gone rogue. This is nuts. You're going to give President Trump a ticket in the White House. They're going to back this thing off. And then Jen had said the excuse will be for the Democrats, President Trump threatened the grand jury with
his
protest. The MAGA Republicans are violent, and they drop all indictment charges, and this thing goes away.
No, out of the question. If somebody like Andy McCarthy says he's getting indicted, I trust Andy McCarthy's judgment. And look, it's a phrase I've used on my show for years now. These are not rational actors. These are people who are hostages to their own ideology. They utterly detest this man. They have to destroy him. So, no, you're talking as if they're rational actors. These people aren't rational actors. If you look at what they've done to President Trump for the last 7 years, this isn't rational. This is extreme, radical, and ideological. So, no, sadly, we're going to be in a situation where a former president who is currently the leader of the opposition will be indicted by a Soros-funded prosecutor. So, no, sadly, this is where we're at in America today.
You know, and it was interesting because Grant and I just talked this morning, Seb, about the possibilities, what's going on. And truly, Alvin Bragg, if you take all the emotion out of it, he may have one or two Democrats in his ear saying, wow, strategically, you're handing this thing to Donald Trump. Yeah. But then you have the hundreds of thousands of people who are giddy about it, who cannot wait to see this because they just hate him. But on the other side of the aisle, you have people who are coming to the defense of President Trump that would never be there before because they realize this isn't just about him. This is about each and every single one of us and about silencing half of the country.
Well, look, I played the clip on my show yesterday when you've got, CNN's legal analyst say this isn't a thin case. This is a non-existent case. When you talk to people who live in Manhattan and you talk about the crime spree there, the fact that you can't go, on the subway, on the metro safely as a woman at night. If you're an Asian person, you have to be afraid of being attacked just at random simply for being Asian, not by white people, by the way. And then this is something which, by the way, isn't hush money for a porn star. This is an NDA agreement, which is utterly, utterly common. I signed an NDA with the Trump Organization in the summer of 2015 when I came aboard to be a national security advisor for then candidate Trump. So, look, people, even if you're not political, you're going to say, hang on a second, you're allowing people who shoot cops out on cashless bail, and now you're going after something that had a statute of limitations that ran out 6 years ago. Yeah, this is, I think if you're sane, you see through this or what it really is.
Yeah, I think everybody with common sense sees what it is. I think it only helps President Trump. Then I'll ask you, you've had the actual ability to advise President Trump on so many issues, Dr. G. Would you want him having a perp walk in handcuffs typically. I said it's a perfect shot. I mean, literally, he should want to be perp walked.
Yeah, look, I you know, I want the Secret Service to you know, step up to the plate here. I want the director of the Secret Service to say, he is my detailee. He is my federal protective principal. I'm not taking him to central booking with, you know, with murderers, rapists, crack addicts. It's not happening. You want to serve this guy with an indictment? You can do it through his lawyers. You can send it to Mar-a-Lago. But I'd like the Secret Service. I love the guys who looked after us when we were in the White House. I want the director of the Secret Service to show he has balls and say, sorry, this is the 45th president of the United States. He may be the 47th. I'm not walking him into that station.
Wouldn't that be nice? But that won't happen, unfortunately, I don't think. And switching gears a little bit, Seb, I am you know how I thought about this, and we actually disagreed a little bit. I said, you know, I want it to be Trump, then DeSantis. I hate the idea of them going against each other because I think they're going to rip down, you know, you're ripping down a person who could be the next star of the Republican Party. But I will say, admittedly, that I like Ron DeSantis more, like less and less by the day. I'm actually building up some disdain about Ron DeSantis. And the fact that he could not come to the table and talk about the persecution and the weaponization of the government against a former president was really unbecoming for someone who made that his business, I believe, or at least tried to pretend to make it his business. What do you think about his response to this threat against Donald Trump and all of us?
It's worse than that. If you see, number one, the man who is the governor of the state in which President Trump resides didn't have the spine, didn't have the guts to actually make a statement about the impending arrest. Instead, he's holding a press conference about something else, and a reporter asks him a question. And what does he do? This former JAG, a man who, you know, should be all about rule of law, he twice, not once, twice makes a jibe about hush money for porn stars to get a laugh out of the crowd. Yesterday, you saw Ron DeSantis for who he really is. Churlish, pathetic, an unserious man who's just a politician. So you got to peek behind the curtain. Not a serious man. Ron, you disappointed Americans who believe in rule of law. And as a former JAG, that's pathetic.
And how much Vivek Ramaswamy deserves a big round of applause for being the first to come out and force the hand of some of these other candidates to chime in. Yeah.
Even Mike Pence.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, God bless him for what he said.
Yeah.
How do you say anything different, though?
That's right.
Right.
It's such a disheartening. It's such a disheartening thing that we are watching right now with our country. But we are going to use it, and we're going to be stronger on the other side of it. And I know that's what you are going to be doing on America First today, 12 noon on AM 870, 8 p.m. AM 590, The Answer. And check out Dr. G, all the social media platforms, at Seb Gorka. And don't forget, are you ready, Seb?
What?
April 29th, you're coming to town. Yeah. The Unite IE Conservative Conference is here. You got to get your tickets, am590.info. That's am590.info. Dr. G is going to be there and a whole lot more, and we can't wait to see you.
Join us, guys. Be there. We'll be very square.
All right, there he goes.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.